Chris Watkin here from Landlord Farming, and I'm with Eddie and Robin from Property Stream. Eddie and Robin, what are three biggest mistakes estate agents make with their estate agency branding?
Well, ignoring it for a start, because your branding is your most important asset.
You've got a logo, that's branding, innit?
Your brand is your most important asset because your brand is your personality. And I think I don't think it's anyone's fault, but I think brand is one of those words that gets bandied around. And I think a lot of people misunderstand what it means. But branding really is what people think of your business and your personality.
So it's not the logo.
A logo is basically like the clothes on a person. The brand is the personality. So it's like a badge or something, a logo. But really, you know, the most important aspect of the brand is your personality and people's perception of your business. So if you're ignoring how it's coming across in your marketing, your website, your collateral, then you're missing a trick there, because I think the people who seem to have been doing particularly well, whether you love them or hate them, some of the online agents and some of the traditional agents who have invested in their brand and even their technology, have seemed to have sort of grown and really reaped the rewards of that.
But that can't be just down to a new logo, can it?
Absolutely not. No, because you need to get the basics right first.
Because you can spend loads of money on a rebrand and it doesn't do anything. I mean, you can't shine what's name, but you can roll it in glitter.
Well, No, absolutely. I think, if you're just going in there and just changing your logo, then you need to get a new creative agency. Because there's warning signals come to me when I hear that. You know, we just want to change the colours, just want to change the logo. Because you need to get down to the basics, first of all. You need to work out your personality, your tone of voice, and your messaging. And then
In a previous video, we talked about that by getting the staff involved and writing the things.
Absolutely, getting everyone involved. And then once you've got those basics right, only at that stage do you then move on to doing things like a logo and choosing your colours. So you should get the basics right and don't ignore your branding, because I think we also mentioned in the last video, we see estate agents up and down the country and the branding just seems like it's been quite often ignored. It's like at the bottom of the pile. Everyone's trying to sell you the latest prop tech this and prop tech that. And
maybe we can talk about prop tech later.
I think it can be a bit of a distraction. You need to look at your most important assets and get the basics right before you move on to anything else.
Okay, what's the second mistake that stagers make with their branding?
Well, this is something that's quite topical at the moment, or controversial. I know a lot of people have different opinions on this, but we get a lot of agents coming to us and saying, well, look, we quite fancy the idea of creating like a lower tier offering, like an online offering.
Oh,
and this, the whole notion of dual branding is a complete nightmare for branding agents.
Even on the same website, the same office?
Well, this is it. Because if you're absolutely determined you're going to do this,
let's assume they are. Go on.
Then you need to get someone half decent to really look at this. It's not something you can just churn out a budget offering, because you wouldn't get Selfridges or Fortnum & Masons or Harvey Nichols offering a Poundland offering in their store or something. It's going to be detrimental to the main brand.
So all the supermarkets have their value brands, but they don't whack it on the front.
Okay, this is a really interesting one. Well, I see estate agents as professionals, okay? So I class them up there with doctors, with a dentist, with an accountant. They're absolute professionals. And I wouldn't go to a dentist and say, well, actually, you know what? You could take my tooth out, but I want the budget offering. Or go to a doctor, or I'm going to have a tummy tuck or something, but I'm going to go for the budget offering. So I think Morrisons, you can get away with it. Tesco's can get away with a budget offering. But I think estate agency, if you're going to do it, you need to create a separate brand.
A separate brand.
Yeah, that's so important.
What? A separate brand altogether? Because let's be honest.
Absolutely.
Countrywide tried to do their 995 deal within their brand, and we all know what happened there.
Absolutely,
exactly.
Totally separate, so they're not fighting and beating each other up.
Yeah.
Interesting. There you go. There's a top tip. Right. Number three.
Okay. Well, I think don't try and be something you're not. Because if you're a 180-year estate agency, And you're known in your area for just continuity, for professionalism.
Been there forever.
Yeah. Don't try and be a U-Move. You know, don't suddenly sheep-based brand. You need to...
Purple sheep.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you what, that's U-Move and Purple Breaks together. I'm loving the side of that. Best of both worlds. You can do the website and the branding. Purple with orange. Purple and orange go well. Sorry, I'm only putting you up. Go on.
Well, I think I think it's good to be grey sometimes. You know, don't try and be something you're not. You need a brand that really that fits you, fits your personality, and you know, if you are known for your professionalism and you know, there's nothing wrong with being a bit grey sometimes, you know, but it's people know who you are and they come back to you year after year after year for your consistency. They know what they're going to get. And if you start knocking out sort of cheaper, back to sort of cheaper offerings again, they're going to think, well, hold on a minute, I thought these guys were the absolute up there professionalism. What are they offering? Like a budget, a Poundland offering now. And that's going to affect their perception of you forever. And that can be quite damaging.
Well, there you go, boys and girls. Those are three mistakes that most stagers make with their branding. Thank you very much, Robin. Excellent.
Brilliant. Thank you.
She probably shouldn't do that.